to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey guys, it's your girl C, my favorite host with the most, and we're on
Spreading Humor.
Yes, sir. And I'm with...
What's up, everybody? It's Anna Woods on your screens, and welcome to Spreading Humor.
Hey, yo, what up, it's your boy, Zile, Wizile, Mazinzile, 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 we're doing it. And shit, and shit.
Guys, I'm so sorry, but I'm sorry.
I want to drink it forever. Yes,
no, I'm not.
Yeah. I feel like your outfit's like... I see the outfit along with Kadal Nana Gachon, but this look amazing. Especially yours.
Drip check. I'm not gonna do a whole 360, but I'm wearing this cute dress. It's giving Imshatweni. After Imshatweni, I can also go out with the girls. After going out with the girls, third location, obviously, where we're going to.
But it's fun.
And then you?
As you can see, like, you know what I'm saying, baby days, let's make a song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Drip is forever. I'm serious. Like, I look cool.
You do.
I can even make it this and like... I'm just taking down the heat.
Yo. Someone can wear this on CV's days and yeah, still look proper.
Sure, yeah, sure. Definitely. Yeah. So, guys, what are we dressed by the way?
Cube, da.
Cube. Da. Comments. And for sure, some people don't even know. But what's even today?
Today,
if you
want to
look like us, drip is forever.
Now you guys know, guys. So.
Yeah. And now, let me tell you something. One thing I like about the cute clothes, Corey, is you can stand a chance to one of 80 iPhone 16 Pro Max. I know you wanted
really?
But you always wanted this.
Bunini.
So, you can look cute at school on CV's day and hold an iPhone 16 Pro.
Young iPhone 16. I happen to get competition. So,
actually,
all you need to do is buy any cube item, accessory. As long as it's a cube, dial the like USSD on the tool slip.
Yeah.
And you stand a chance to win iPhone 16 Pro Max.
No, I have to enter.
Before the 26th of Jan. Because after that...
It's competition.
So that you can look vibe. You could say vibe. You wish it to the next
level. It's so affordable. And they sell trendy clothes. Like, Cube is the best, bro.
Especially now, in January. We need affordable clothes.
We definitely do.
But the drip is too expensive, as you can see.
But anyway, guys.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, he's applied.
So, guys, new week, new thoughts. What's on your mind?
So, my mind is the matric results, right? So, the DBE. We celebrate that. I know not 26.
What do you age same people when I am like, because it's like your age is gonna remain like that forever.
Exactly. She's like, you're so old. I'm like, girl,
my job turning 21. Like, time is actually moving really fast. Hey,
Are
you doing a 21st?
I don't know what to do, but I think
like a fancy dinner.
I don't want to do a dinner. We're gonna sit down and see some fucking each other in the eyes.
Guys, we low key do that
with
like
a happy next to me.
Here and there. Like, we can like just go somewhere.
Exactly.
It's not that deep.
Okay.
I don't know, but I wanna do something.
I do something like kukwa, yeah.
So what do you wanna do? Like, what are you thinking?
I think maybe a fun day. I'll hire out like jumping castles, clowns.
That's nice.
Like a proper whole thing.
Clowns.
That is cute.
Yeah, clowns.
Like, I will do a fun day. Be there.
Yeah. No, but tap
and face painting.
Yes.
Like tattoo is there for clown.
That's not nice.
PUA.
So
PUA can be like the
PUA is.
Yeah,
but yeah, your colleagues, bro. Outside our comfort zone, man. I don't mind the thing, but I'm gonna fit in so proper.
But the theme will be, I think, forever young.
Because
I'm always age shaming people, so that's why the theme should be forever young.
Okay.
Jumping castles, you can wear like, I don't know, your swimming costume.
What?
Wait,
what's
that?
Mantantan is like.
Hey. I wanna know.
It's like when we put all the snacks in one bowl and you choose in, with your eyes closed.
I don't think that's what it is. Oh, what is this?
Isn't it house?
Yeah. Oh, house. Yes. How? You get the mom and the dad.
You get the mom and the dad. You get the mom and the dad.
No.
So come my cousin down.
And then every time I open my eyes, I it's still at night. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I, that's cute. Okay.
Yeah, so matric results, oh right? The final national senior. Yes, one has no more cool card. The final national senior certificate results for 2024 with a with a historic pass of.
Come on,
historical. I'm on my phone because my handwriting isn't making sense.
Yes. Flashback.
Queen B.
Flashbacks.
Yes.
Historic pass of 87.3%, meaning over 615,000 learners passed, making this the highest number in South African history. Yes.
Damn.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah.
What? What did you say?
Because the unemployment rate is quite high.
I'm saying, why
are
you going to get a guy? Oh, ish. And we're going smart. After we're going to more, but never smart.
Oh, wow, no. Wow. And yes, also, congratulations.
All the provinces got like above 80.
Not all.
No, it's not all. I saw like, bro, I saw a TikTok of 80, everyone and really? Above. Yeah.
That is
am I lying, dude? Can you please
check that? I don't
think
so, because I think the Eastern Cape was quite low.
Okay, but it was better than all the other years.
Yes, they did improve.
You can say that.
Arhani, but improved. Yeah. They got the best improved certificate this year.
Ethan, thank you, Marcos.
Yep. And then the highest was KZN. Gauteng was there, but I don't know which.
Matsuluki number one.
Because you know,
Tristan. No, they're part of the top three. KZN is part of the top three. So first was Free State, then I think KZN, then Gauteng was somewhere there.
I would like speaking about Matsulu, I like the beef here. Many people. It's so funny, man. It's so funny. Like every time they do something, I always comment with Leva Bonak. I saw someone doing a video, name. I saw it, but we come back. I saw someone did a video here. When you see the transformer, it's written Danger, Khafar, and Ingos. And they were like, oh, one, that's why my location Mazul. All other languages, I understand our danger. Khafar, Mazul, why? They had to like, include them so that they understand, oh, this is dangerous. But yeah, man, it's so funny. No, it's so funny. That video is so funny. Yeah.
Maybe I just need to see the actual video.
Ah, fuck.
Perhaps.
I'm right, ne? All the provinces got 80%.
So, oh, it was all of them?
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to that's Mpumalanga. Cool. Shout out Eastern Cape. Shout out Limpopo. Shout out
Western Cape,
man.
Woohoo! Shout out, guys. You guys are amazing. But the
elephant in the room, bro. Why are you looking at that? And the award was 600,000. And
the
sponsor was 12. Why are you going to have that?
Oof.
Because you don't have that. You don't have
that. Valid point.
So that's where we are struggling now. So I feel like a lot of job opportunity need to be opened up. A lot of, like, if NSFAS had a certain budget last year, I think it's high time they increase it now.
Yes, because, you know,
because of a lot of influx, you know, coming to the sector of education at the highest level.
Yeah,
but yeah, like, I feel like it should not go unnoticed, to be honest. Mm. They need to put light to that. Mm. We had, like, 2025. 24 season, we had a lot of people coming in. So in the next 5 years, these people need to have like better job opportunities.
Definitely. And on Monday, a lot of kids were celebrating. Hey,
that's
apparently
great.
Magube was filled with kids. Allegedly, I wasn't there.
Where?
Magube.
Ah, I'm sorry. Oh, I was here about thingy. Kanyimbao's daughter.
What's going on?
Like, doing weird shit on the internet. They actually, wow.
Wow, Kanz, wow.
No, shut up. What's her name?
Kanz.
Kanz.
What is her full name?
I don't know. It's a very long.
Kanugani, ne?
Kanugani.
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 So oh. The white one is like Kanz. Like,
yeah,
it's like
white. That's her nickname.
That's her nickname. Like to shorten.
I'm a celebrity name of Anasha Apumun. You know, name of Anasha Apumun SD card.
Like, SD card.
Oh, but congratulations to you, baby girl.
Do you guys remember how you guys celebrated finally finishing my check?
I do.
What did I you was guys sleeping. Do?
What did I do?
They just gave me 200. It was my first time they gave me like
200
yeah, Momelan. And my aunt woke up.
What does Momelan mean?
Like 200 fast. It's like 200 notes.
Yeah.
So they gave me, they were like, hey, did you pass? I'm like, yeah. Because I knew I was going to pass, you know what I'm saying? And I knew I was going to get a distinction. So I was
boys.
No. But like, what's even, guys? You know, people act up. I wanted the concept. Yeah, like, pass it. Guys, that thing is just for. It's because the culture is like that. It's like getting excited on your birthday.
But it is kind of scary though.
Because you get quite anxious. Like I know so I did like, well, but did I really do well?
Yeah. Like, it's so scary, bro.
When you write the test, I'll feel like I'm not.
No, there's tests where you feel like I'm more. Yeah. And then there's other tests where you're like, more.
Mm. When I came to you, that's when I realized, hey, yeah. When you pass, like, yeah. So it's one of those, but... I feel like I should have celebrated it better, man.
My
like matric. Yeah. I was just chilled, man. I went on a date. And, yeah.
I didn't celebrate. We didn't celebrate. We got our statements, and we just went for like a chillas at a friend's house.
Was there a punch there?
No.
Long. Not that.
No. I didn't even drink back then. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really celebrate it. Yeah. It was wow. And my family was like, oh my gosh. But like with my friends, everyone passed, we were all good. It was like, oh, congratulations to us. Let's go chill.
I feel like it's nice. It used to be nice when your name is written Yanda, like Woods.
Mine was a number.
Or Sima. Hey, I wanted the number thing. It's not.
Nah.
I feel like it's written like my name and say name with all the things. I feel like it was nice.
And I feel like if you get like maybe. A distinction or something, you have like a gold something on your hand. That would be so
or a star.
Like a
something.
Star something. Oh, wow.
What thing is they write? That's like acknowledging. They write your B.
Oh, yeah.
And they write all the stuff. Yeah, that you get
like something fancy, like a star or a gold. Or why am I saying kebata? Okay, I'm going back.
Yeah. But yeah, man. And to those who failed.
Womp womp. Kidding. Cut that out.
No, I'm just saying your life doesn't
end. No, real. Please cut that out.
Life doesn't end from there, man. We really appreciate you guys also. You can be a podcaster, an MC, a DJ, and a lot of things. Sometimes life is not panned out.
It's not the end of the road.
Yes.
And it really isn't the end of the
road.
We
still do believe in you, man. Sure. You can join Black Studios and be one of their cameramen.
Oh, shut up. But
yeah, no, you guys are hiring.
But on a serious note, like for the kids that failed, just please, killing yourself is not an option. You can go rewrite. You can go do all the stuff. And like, ngayana kwi college, guys, don't think of killing yourself. Don't think of...
cutting off people. Like your family feel like they didn't support you. You know what I'm saying? And mainly, friends should support their friends who didn't like make it. And also family. This is the best time that you need to be there for the people.
Oh no, there's a video that I was thinking of in my head.
That one, you comment on a lot of videos.
No, there was a video where these kids were like, they're all looking at this newspaper, right? So this kid is like looking for his name. And they like, sorry, this kid is looking for his name. And then they were like, awuko boy. And I was like, ew.
That's not nice.
That is not nice. Like, in front of everyone, like, why would you do that? That's not nice. It wasn't nice to see. It's not nice leaving your peers behind, guys.
Sure.
Yeah. It's not nice.
But sometimes it's for growth.
For growth?
Because sometimes your peers can misdirect you, hey?
Even besides that, I don't know, gross.
Did you guys cut people off, like, speaking about, like, did you guys cut people off coming to 2025 and you're like, I'm not chilling with this person anymore?
Yeah.
Well, you did.
And did you?
Go bye.
Never more lightning.
I didn't. I don't cut people off. I don't have that thing I already get low cut off. If you fuck with me, then I just go tema first.
I get you.
So I don't have the thing. You're like, 2025, can we cut that off? No.
Yeah.
I do it immediately. Like,
Yeah, nice. Guys, yeah, but congratulations on
yeah, no. Very, you guys did amazing.
Yeah, you guys did amazing, man.
Yeah, no, you palad us.
So, congratulations.
And to those that failed, it's not the end of the road. Mm. Right now, it may feel like it sucks so much and your heart may be painful, but trust God has another plan for you. Mm-hmm, amen.
Definitely.
Godspeed to all of you. We love you. Mwah.
Mwah.
Low kiss.
And stop with the mean videos. See slow now.
Ne? Mm. See, well, you joke about everything. Like, why not?
I hear that. I'm really the last person to say anything about that. Yeah. Like, I know my humor is broken. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, with guys, matric, I'm fine.
Matric, you talk.
But what people, like about people behave like it's not a life-changing experience. Mm. Matric is the most important grade of your whole entire life. That changes your whole life. That thing is, guys.
But don't know about women. I want a matric, but about privilege.
Yeah, I mean, but they had a plan. For instance, Casper, he had a plan.
Casper really didn't go back to school.
I don't know. Because he said he ended at like grade 10 or something.
Mm.
Yeah, and he had a plan. He's like, I'm going to rap.
But don't just drop out of school knowing that you don't have a plan. Have a solid plan and make sure that the people at home that matter to you support your plan.
Yeah. Even speaking about Casper, Casper did a video on TikTok, of which I just think it was like banter. He was saying there, I agree there's 365 days in a year. But Ari,
366 sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. And Ari, but for 365, but for 80 days. So do you how many times do you think you miss bathing? Do you think you bath every day of the year?
There are times where I'm like, oh hell no, I'm tired, and I don't bath.
And what America?
No man.
Oh, okay.
Ugh. No, maybe I just once a week, dude.
Actually,
like when you're just chilling at home and you're just like, ugh.
Oh, it's the day after groove. You have heavy babalas.
And you're like,
your ears still going, like, and you're just like, you are. I need to see.
And you guys came in like without showering.
Yes, I have.
To work.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Did I?
I've never, guys.
I was in a rush. It was bad. I didn't sleep. I didn't wake up early. Like, I woke up when people were at work. Do you get that?
Oh, damn.
Yes. You guys were here. And I was like, oh, shit.
Damn, you look so good. Fuck. Wow.
I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. Black. No so sharp. But yeah, did I? I think I probably did like 2 minutes noodle straight. Like one Drake, one half Drake song.
Half like, Drake?
Hey, like when I play a Drake song, that's how I measure how I bath.
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure at least one Drake song fair.
Are they long or what?
No, it's 2 minutes.
I thought you were going to say like a Calvin Homo song.
No, Calvin Homo songs are long. So yeah, he said that. And I feel like some people generally don't pass for 365 straight.
Maybe 360.
360. So 5 days?
In a year.
In a year. 360. Okay.
360 maybe, would make sense.
Not shame, to be quite honest. Yeah. Maybe 355.
I'm probably in the
300 on the dot.
It's about
no.
But yeah, you're not wrong. I'm pretty sure
330.
Thank you. 330. Yeah, 330. Like, also, why I stay sometimes mids out. It's not because I wanna do this. You know what I'm saying? And
it's the circumstances.
Like, and the circumstances. And sometimes I have to, because we should spray humans very early, like 4:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And I have to like wake up. And I don't have to like shower, you know.
And it's 5 a.m. right now.
Yeah, you relate. No,
you know, sometimes when I bath at night, in the morning, I'm just like, but I bathed last night.
Yes.
So do I have
protect your dura.
Like, okay, to be quite honest, a lot of white people do that. Like, they bath at night, and then in the morning, they don't bath.
I've seen it.
They just like wipe their faces and eat.
That's when they did it, a white girl. That's what type.
They're out.
Ah.
Mang.
How nyavuza.
What's it? Uten.
Yeah, like Uten, I'm sure you were saying white people don't bath. Then he goes, I've seen it live. So I'm like, oh, the time you dated a white girl, nasa tapi na. But it's just a question. Nasa tapi na.
So you
it's
did
a yes or no question.
No, like, she's born.
Everyone knew that.
I didn't know that.
I thought it was colored.
Na tapa na, na tapa skune na.
So you know the answer. Naka shower ring ne. But there was this one time ne. Ah, that like there is an arvile linka speed for now.
Okay.
So there was one time ata. Marutile late muna, and we are going home, and we are going like somewhere tomorrow. Like we're going for to like eat something and stuff. Fixing. But leave the mic.
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, na kesa na kashawaran kiri yoh riba tagi na ako ne. I'm like, oh, so I'll say, no, no man. Kibuti shawar. No, come. Crap. Maybe this foundation go water. Maybe this foundation go waterproof. What's an akayo? So, are you not getting in? Arwa. Kanuti have a slack roll on.
I'm sure there's a sushi.
Yes, but.
But still,
Okay, maybe so like. Yes.
I also hold you like. So
she sulat.
And I thought maybe you pre-bath. You know how you pre-bath something?
Okay.
Yeah, you know how you pre-bath? Like, you get inside the shower, you don't use your vaslap, you don't use your soap, you just. Like you just release the sweat and you apply it. So now, I'm about to pre-bath. And I can go mong koshem.
She didn't smile, ne?
No, nothing. That's proper stuff, right? Dating. You're ready. Something. It was nice, man. But yeah, guys, save water.
Yeah, no.
What's on your mind?
Kesa didn't lie.
What's on your mind?
Oh my gosh. What's on my mind is like bad habits that people have in public.
I'm speaking about you, not with you. But I know this is not applying to most people, but now I feel like it's a bad habit.
What?
Just because you are vying with a group, because I usually vie alone. These people are having a whole 30-minute conversation about you, Sima, while you're there. I feel like it's a bad habit to
while you're there?
Yeah, like, here's the thing. You're sitting there, alone. Like you always do those things that make you zone out.
Okay.
Solo dates. And some people are speaking about you. You don't even have to be a known person. Like, let's say you're wearing in a certain way. Mm-hmm. People speak about you, not with you. I don't think
it's a bad habit.
People gossiping about you in your presence.
Yes. I don't think it's a good thing.
I also hate that thing. Kseema. And we are living money kamalam. Lianola. It's not like Kizili. Oh, Akian. Like you can hear my phone and the villain to my
same.
Oh man, strong ass. Can DMP, my pork, DMP, mol.
Do you same? Do you like?
Just say Sima and then I will jigger. Hey, why? Like why?
Oh, like two people like Sima.
Exactly. That's a
very heavy, ne?
It's horrible.
Yesterday I was at the mall, ne? And someone said, Zile! But when I turned, I didn't see anyone. I just did this.
Just wave and leave.
But that's not nice, because then you turn around and it's like, you're a fool, because now you're looking around and it's like, you're not looking for anything. But
I mean, if I hear my name, I turn and I say hello, and then I go away.
What was the question? Bad habits?
Yes, that people have. Like, that people...
Yeah, have, in public.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
that
say...
make you cringe,
okay.
Or annoying.
I'm saying things that people do in public that make me cringe.
Mm-hmm.
If we're at Groove and you're trying to talk to me, please. Oh, if we're at Groove and they're playing Shaimoto or Epa sitting in the background and you're like next to me, you're trying to talk about, I don't know, business or anything like that. No, please don't do that.
Okay.
Because 9 times out of 10, I'm probably sloshed. And I probably just want to
have fun.
Dance and have fun. But now you're next to me saying,
that business
me nang funi capital.
So people ask you about funi capital.
Yes.
That is cool.
Oh, my dad can find.
Guys.
Pump me.
Or like, no, I have this business idea. We could be really like great partners or whatever. No, we're at Groove.
Nah.
Or people trying to talk to you at Groove in general. Or maybe minangi snacks.
No. You're not snacks.
Yeah, no. That thing is actually annoying. Like, we're not trying to talk at Groove, guys. Especially about serious things.
Real.
Like, if we're talking, let's talk about boys. Let's just be cutesy, be girls. You know, man, so cool my business because I'm
able. When I was you surprised, when I'm a student of Google Chip. What annoys you? You're more in public more than us.
There's nothing that annoys me like that. But I think a bad habit that people have is chewing loudly.
Yeah.
That thing pisses me off.
What do you mean, like, gaskhon? Because sometimes you chew loud too.
Hey, that's why I think gaskhon only change.
Oh, okay.
Like, hey, nah,
why though?
No, sometimes.
Like, okay, with you, maybe there's an excuse, skinny braces or something.
I see the braces.
There's no need. Guys, I feel like you're supposed to be forced as a kid. Because now my cousin used to literally tip at me if I'm like, when we were young, she used to tip at me and she'd be like, close your mouth. And I close my mouth. Every time I saw her, I'm always like, okay. And then I forget. And then she tipas me. And guys, it's a thing that you're supposed to be taught as a kid. Vala umlomo maudla. Really?
I get you. It's
horrible.
I used to I used to take like king gum at home. My granny didn't like allow it. Like to a point on
my even, dad too.
Even if you are a visitor, you are not supposed to like
have gum.
Gum. She will tell you, no, please take it out. You'll just chew it when you go. So all the times I used to chew in secret to a point that if she finds you chewing, she takes your gum and puts it on the hair.
And then you have to put that.
Yeah, you have to do like both. So now every time you see me chew, because ke patala morao.
Oh
man.
Yo, son. Another bad habit. Oh my gosh.
Hey. Adika the bad habit.
There's a lot. Like people that, oh my gosh, at a restaurant, like a person that does this to waiters. Oh my God. It's like, excuse me, what? What are you doing?
Guys, that one is nothing. Do you guys know this? And I always say, I talk about it. This, except, Sima, itam.
Oh yeah, you hate that.
You hate that with all your ass.
Like, bro, I couldn't hold myself because I'm gonna fuck you. I just turned around and I said, fuck you, and I left.
Shame, tell you to mundo akona, like, just wanted to take a picture.
No, but don't call me like that.
Zile, I'm going to break. And what's up? I'm going to break.
So when you know like podcasting, well, velo motorela na, abe o san jumbo je.
Oh no, that's disgusting.
Man, so ubirite like with your friends, ubirite so or cannot offer contract or something.
Something, you happy also.
No, I'm happy now. I'm like man.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. The restaurant one with. Somebody's
no,
this
that's
the waiter.
Not nice.
Like, I mean, if you don't remember the waiter's name, just like ask someone else, one of the waiters, just like, please call that waiter. Or I mean,
how's this one?
That was yeah, fine. That's like, better. Raise your hand, just be like raising your hand the whole time until someone acknowledges you. Oh, what's Zoti? Hey, waiter. Oh my God, what are you doing? Ew, you are rude.
Do you understand that, like, people are so rude and mean to a point where when someone is overly nice, you think we're suspicious.
Yeah.
Like, we are so used to people being mean or just blank. To a point where when someone is being, like, Uber driver car, I'll take you. Don't worry. You're like, the Uber driver is just being like, making sure that they take care of you, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, generation yare I can't control or tattoo swears at us every day. Uber rude.
But it's not tattoo, it's P-way.
Yeah, no, P-way's rude.
P-way's mean.
Ooh. Sharp.
But yeah.
But like, oh, sorry.
Yeah?
Never mind. I was going to say, what are your turn-offs like in partners?
When you're on.
This is the third time you've spoken about this, eh?
Really?
Turn-offs.
The turn-off?
We've never spoken about turn-offs.
We have, right, Dudu?
We have.
Yeah,
we
thank have. You.
Oh, what's my turn-off, Dudu?
Girls, that smell.
What's mine?
People that are rude in general.
And what's Yanda's?
People that are rude and smell.
My problem is people that have like, you see your tongue, right? And it's white. Like it stresses me out.
What color is my tongue?
No.
No, like when your tongue is like white, like you know that your breath,
sometimes like
what you don't
so bleach is like it's a disease, ne? It's milk curry. So I've read about it.
Milk curry.
Yeah. So when you eat a lot of dairy, they end up staying on your tongue.
On your tongue.
So it's mainly hereditary. So like you take it from your parents.
So now why don't you use a scraper or something?
So sometimes you don't realize it only hits you on the age of 18 to 25.
Have you guys smelled? You're such a liar. Have you guys smelled dad breath? Have you smelled dad breath?
I see dad breath, dad poo.
I've never. Okay, dad poo. I don't really. I don't know. No man, like an old person.
I used to have a dad, but when I did have one,
young come
on, dark humor. Dark humor.
No,
I've never smelled my dad's poo. I don't know. I don't go
because old people poo in general.
I don't go to the toilets after old people. I don't know. It's just a thing. Like I feel like I'm disrespecting them. Like after they've done whatever, and then I walk in. So I just wait for like a bird, and then I go in, and then
you know, 2 hours.
Because one thing about me, my no gangs of feeling spray. Pele bese manje so bangati yabona uyanu.
I feel like old people, after they've used the bathroom, it's just
you're gonna be an old person.
Yeah, my channel is after I'm done using the bathroom too, it's going to smell when I'm like, I don't know. It's
always bathrooms in public. And can we talk about using bathrooms in public and you're trying to shit? Or you shit.
I'm gonna shit. I'm so sorry.
Guys, I use my perfume, I feel so bad because and people are waiting in the line. But MTC, when? Like, they're waiting for that toilet.
As long as no one sees my things.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like. Yeah, marks, anything. Okay. Or piss.
No, I'm sorry. I can't. That's me now. You know what I do now? If the bottom is full, I wait. I wait. Then I go and I chill a bit. Then I come back. When I see, okay.
Have you ever looked at someone where, hey, I wonder what makaka ya yuang?
Okay, now that's just weird. That's just weird.
Whatever happens.
It's also like when, like, on the phone, like over the phone or over, like, on TV or whatever, like, you see someone and you can actually smell their breath through the TV. I'm sorry, I can. Like, not that you can actually smell it, like, physically, like, you can, ouch, no. But you can see, man.
Describe, like, a famous person who you've seen.
Why
like,
famous?
Because it can't just be a random stranger.
Are you going to also name someone?
I've never come across a person like that. Who looks like their breath smells.
Okay, you see that man? Boma, Sale Marie.
He looks like he smells.
I'm sorry. I'm so.
He looks like after he's done using the bathroom, he definitely leaves a smell. Okay, that's weird. That's okay, almost but, dead. Oh my
gosh. I mean, like, for me, when he's singing, and then he's doing,
watch TikToks and move on, eh?
Okay, but you are born muto no guys, not really. And it's not even like unuga, like he looks like he smells like cigarettes or something. Like it just looks weird.
Because I'm strict, to be honest.
Yeah, you're strict.
Yeah, like
So if we smell funny, will you tell us?
He will. Zila's the type to like put you to a corner and be like, dude, today.
Hence, you know, here's the thing.
I don't trust it because he's never said that to me. So shooting no, I'm not.
But he is an honest person. Kuburi. So if you
okay, no, that's true.
Come on, I wouldn't act like, what's wrong with you today?
Yeah, no, you would tell me.
I'll tell you when you're looking nice. I'll tell you when you look like a
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I feel as though people should also tell me. I feel like if I'm being honest, if I joke about something, tell me straight up. This is the same thing that I was telling you.
Yeah.
Like, then it defeats the friendship. Do you guys understand? It defeats the second. If there are certain things that you can't tell me about, then, and I feel like I can tell you. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, if now I join a circle, Kadula, and now it's like Black Studios, and Tibla says, I'm gonna no one pay this bill. I immediately say, you are the wrong one. Because why are you always chilling with Nell? But you're the first person to tell me Nell is not a good person.
He's not going
to
pay the bill. That's not nice.
Not even pay the bill. I'm just making like an example of a bad thing. You know, it's not nice.
I also have a problem with people that won't tell me what I have a gongodi. Because I will tell you, man.
And a gongodi is my kitchen.
That is cat.
No! Okay, well, what do you mean I'm laughing and I'm sick? And then...
Yeah, real.
Well, yeah. But if you don't tell me that I have a squatter and you just leave me and you let me talk and laugh and giggle and you don't say anything,
you should actually invite a hygiene specialist.
For what?
No, like just to educate us with hygiene. What are the main things that people are unaware of in terms of hygiene?
And how do you tell them?
Yeah, how do you tell them? A hygiene therapist, you know it, Yanda, for sure.
Why am I catching?
Because you're a pescatarian now.
Pescatarian.
So pescatarian, guys, is a person who only eats fish and like seafood things, but doesn't eat meat. So basically, Yanda is a...
So she moved from vegetarian
to vegan?
Pescatarian.
No, to vegan.
No, it was vegan first.
Last week, yeah. Today's a pescatarian.
And then it's vegetarian and then pescatarian.
So yes.
And then next she's going to be a carnivore.
I don't think so. Hey? Like, I don't have the desire to eat meat, but I really miss sushi.
Oh, shame.
You don't like meat?
I like my man's meat. Can we cut that out? You need to cut that out. I've got great news. Noah, don't look at me like that. I've got good news, y'all. January just got 5 million times better with Pragmatic Play It Ply Prep. Dip. Yep. January just got 5 million times better with Pragmatic Play Prize Drops. Ka-ching! Get ready for 5 million rand in cash, cars, and tech prizes. To win, bet on selected slots, crash games, and live casino tables every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Follow the link in the comments to sign up on Hollywood Bets now with promo MACG and claim your 25 rand free bonus plus 50 free spins to get started. It's your chance to win big this January. Promotion ends 31st of January 2025. Don't miss out. T's and C's apply. And of course, no under 18s.
Woohoo!
Come on. It's your time to win big.
I have another thing on my mind.
What?
This trended last week / into this week too. Uh-huh. So you guys know Ndoyisile, right? Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, he is a popular TikTok from Zimbabwe, right?
TikToker,
yeah. Sorry, did I say he's a popular TikTok?
Yeah.
Sorry. So, he's from Zimbabwe, right? So, last week / this week, he sparked controversy by claiming that people from Timbisa are overcrowding Mall of Africa.
The irony.
The what?
He's saying the irony.
Okay, yeah, cool. He further questioned whether they don't have their own mall in Timbisa, a comment that angered many South Africans because, of course, he's a Zimbabwean and he's on TikTok like, no, manina ni kwalisa e Mall of Africa, kanti anina mall e
Timbisa.
Yeah. And what's crazy is that he's speaking in, I don't know what language it is. It sounds like Zulu, but it's not Zulu.
It's the Zimbabwean Zulu.
Yes. It is.
I mean, yeah. Like, you know.
Okay.
That's so.
But it's the Zimbabwean Zulu. Like, I don't know what it is. I'm not sure if it's Ndebele or Yin.
Actually, it's Ndebele.
Okay, but there's Ndebele, the one from.
Bro, there's a Zulu that's like.
They... Y'all's Ndebele.
Yeah, actually, it's Ndebele.
Yeah, so it's Ndebele. Sabo.
I'm sure.
Let's put that out there.
Yeah, sikahari mara asisi ndebele.
Waror lina lichi.
Boma.
Mandebe.
Sixile
kanwa. Okay. Yeah. And then what happened?
Yeah, so many people on the internet were just angry that he isn't South African but wants to police the movement of South Africans in their own home. So they were like, yeah, when ufike lana on top of a crocodile, but you that's what they said, not me.
Oh, but you're saying a crocodile.
But ufike a crocodile, mara, he's busy making rules.
And I remember, not even on Twitter, they were like, they want to see his documents if he came here legally.
Ooh.
Like, yo, way.
The internet is going like far. You can't even... do things. Every time you do something, you must be ready to like fight. Anything can just twist and turn, eh?
Seriously.
But sometimes it gets to that point because you angered people. Because also, I get why people are mad. Because there's a bit of classism in that statement, too. You see?
True.
So, yeah.
No, man. No, oh, yeah.
I feel like those are things, bro, you say in your head.
Or to your friends. Ha, ha, ha.
Like amongst or each like other. Maybe amongst each other. If maybe yes. You're the classes or whatever. Or something.
Yes.
Do you get what I mean? Those are things you say.
Yeah.
Was, like within yourself. Yeah, but or like, whoa.
Guys, on the internet. On the,
there are other people who do
especially
that.
As a popular.
I'm a vendor. Actually, I'm like, how way? I'm going to say I'm elbow.
Inda. Varmin.
Oh, I'm saying Inda Razi, Lana. Yeah. Oh, that would be nice.
No, all I'm saying is that.
I'm saying Inda Razi.
You're never, the location is never the problem. You are the problem.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I know, for example, I know if I want to go to the mall and I want to have a bit of free space, I have to just go during the week. Mm. And during weekends, month end, I'm not crazy, guys. Mm. The mall is full. Yeah, and yeah, I can get to exactly. The mall and complain. It doesn't make sense.
And also, at the same time, at Mall of Africa, now you know how I target Mall of Africa.
Mm.
I know, okay, if I need something that weekend, fine. I go. Kikenaka entrance 6.
Yeah, this game.
No, entrance 6. First. I know they're going to see me when I'm coming through factory. Yeah. What I go upstairs. I know there's less people.
Mm. Yeah.
There's less people there. So, you know, you can do your vlogs there. You can, no one will bother you. It's still full, yes, but it's not as bad as
that.
Yeah.
That's the same entrance Robot Boy uses.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So it's,
how do you know that?
Yeah, he told me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's how you talk at Mall of Africa. Ndoyi. You don't just...
No, guys.
But you're saying I didn't
get it. I feel like you guys are taking
also, why are people from Tembisa catching smoke?
Because they're close to Elon, Mall of Africa. And
most of the people are Vela.
Most of them are Vela, Tembisa.
That's
right. I hear that, but... That was just the wrong thing to say.
It's like saying a sentence. You go around, but say Alex.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Because they're close to.
I don't know because I just go to Diamond Walk and I go home.
Okay. Here's the thing. Here's my theory. I feel as though there's a certain like you see. I don't wanna say things, but okay. I feel like as though if you are not happy with the environment that you are at,
that changes it.
Okasuru Boroko takes a rank of a pickpocket, they steal your weave. Take an Uber if you are that classes, if you are that high class, you're not even supposed to go to Mall of Africa. If you feel like I'm a twat a lot, there are malls out there long radical at all. Because it's a defensive thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you are the problem there. But what is that? Never Katala Waba overload Waba line a KFC so it doesn't matter. You could have went to Santon.
Just go to Santon then.
Well, I want to
go to Rosebank.
Oh, there's this new mall in Sandhurst. It's called LXX. It's so nice.
Yeah, you know.
So it's never a problem. Your place is full. A place is overcrowded. A place is... No.
With certain people from a certain place also. That's not nice.
You are the problem. Go where you want. You know how you go to like... It's like being in a general and saying, no, general people it's are talking to me
go
too
to
much.
Go to VIP.
VIP's there.
Simple.
True. VIP.
Yeah, you have a very valid point.
Yeah, if you are very classic to that point, or you are VIP.
Exactly. Valid point.
Or else, humula, unentoya winwang, but wop tule, ufuk off. In fact, tute chue, nada.
Exactly, you are the issue.
I want to balance you. It won't be fun.
Sisi ya figatina, ushelu kuti, you crowded, you feel crowded. Ibo, ushtwaila gabimus. But anyway, there's another thing that was a problem. His apology.
How did he say it?
Oh no, he was just saying. He was very nonchalant about it. He was just very so like dismissive. Like guys, I said this. I'm sorry. And he's keep us like a best pal. Whatever.
What was the shadow say?
Whatever.
Like Hanata, but like it was so like. I'm sorry if I offended you. You know,
and we want that on our podcast, ne?
Roll the tape
now.
Imagine if we didn't roll that and they didn't roll the tape.
Can you just roll the tape, please?
We want instead of putting a picture, just put an interview. Yeah, hi.
Okay, so if my phone was to shut down for 24 hours, I will also die for those 24 hours.
I don't even remember that, to be quite honest.
You were on the streets in Bram.
I remember the Bram situation, but I don't
remember.
Ella
was scared.
Really?
Yeah.
We were in the streets.
Oh,
of
you thought they were going to
night.
Oh, kuna mapara nan.
That's the best time.
Shame
to be
and
brown.
I asked, come mapara lapa.
That's the best time to be in Bram, ne? True. Like at night, it's nice. Like it's like Hollywood munagwa.
I don't think Hollywood. What's that place?
Mawale.
Not Long Street.
Oh, Long Street.
The Bronx.
It gives Long Street, man. Mara ela yako America, man.
Wrong. Oh, where yanda.
They, yeah, dude, where they throw like you see those beads where they throw.
Like Long Street.
Oh, what is it, Skana?
That festival in it's not Chicago. Where is that?
Malibu.
No.
Malibu, yes.
No, man.
I don't think it's Mardi Gras.
Guys, if you know it, please type it down.
Or Madagascar.
Man.
Yo, but I know, and they have this long drink.
Yes, and then they
throw.
Yes,
like,
okay. On the
balconies.
Thank you when they come moving. When they come moving,
I,
ne?
No, I saw it on Baddies.
Oh, man.
Girls Trip.
I saw it on Baddies.
Oh, no, I saw it on the movie what you got to wish you got Saturday.
New Orleans!
New Orleans, yes! That's what more I'm going to New Orleans.
Yo, my America at the shop, but New Orleans. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
But yeah, speaking about like Long Street, I was in Cape Town. Yo, it was so
woohoo! Good. We saw you.
Yeah, like I
grab my hand. Grab my hand.
That hiking video where he was walking like this.
He was so tired.
Hiking, guys, hiking is genuinely it's nice, eh? Like it's therapeutic and everything. And go I had like sunburn. I don't know if you guys can see.
Okay,
we,
10.
We really can't
try. Okay, now, 10.
Now I wanted to show you the six pack jaga vedi sui le kurotu aki le matat. I didn't put like I forgot my sunscreen. But like I think it's something that people should go, like hiking. I feel like you guys should go one day. What's up, my own no namela tab? Oh no, Rusikaki, man. If I just want
to
view, it's
the
like.
The problem is that my birthday is in winter. I would do all these nice things, but I can't because it's cold. Oh.
Shame. Just do it before.
Mm.
Yeah, just.
But
do
I cannot chill it before.
Hey, but like, it like paid that. Any.
But yeah, all I'm trying to say is like, I enjoy it. I want to Cape Town. But I want to know, why do like influencers or a lot of known people go to Cape Town during December and Jan, like around this time?
I think that's because, I don't know, it's the hottest time it's to falling, be dog. In Cape Town. It's yeah, falling. It's falling.
And also,
the flights are expensive.
Right? Yo, the weather.
The weather's good. Better. The vibes because are up.
Because winter, can net up by Cape Town.
Yeah, and windy.
And but no, the weather is so moody actually.
Yeah.
But it's been very moody also here, like this.
Right.
I don't
it's
know.
It's been very moody, ne?
Maybe it's because they are trying to solve Tavaya. Who's the queen of Queen Mujaji? Maybe they are trying to. I agree. They are still trying to solve Tavaya Queen Mujaji.
Then wouldn't it rain in Limpopo only?
No, I agree. But Tavaya Chivacho anakwali, but the local mojos. That's why he namoki. And allegedly, unalamunno mungo tuma.
Allegedly.
No, it's Akiyata, guys. Doctor, ever since Inik Maile podcast day, Lavono Rudiela, up it's been raining 40 days, 40 nights now.
Yo, Sana, it's giving Mandela.
Was it raining in?
Send off.
In what?
In December, like the whole of December.
It was raining.
The whole of December.
Yeah. Yeah. It was raining. Like bad rain, like lightning, thunder.
Yes. Even yesterday it rained.
Yes.
Even today it's gonna rain.
It is.
Like 40 days, 40
it's
nights.
So horrible.
Oh, I wanna initiate awesome one of the podcast.
What happened? Okay, what happens? Kumudimule.
Kumudimule. It's just I don't know. I don't want to say things that I don't know, but
allegedly there's
a lot of controversy surrounding Mudimule and the mountains and everything.
But what happens there?
They said there was this guy that will.
Once you start whispering,
listen. I swear on my life.
Huh?
So,
huh?
Then, wait.
You're gonna start falling down now because now we're talking about Mudimule, not just okay. Another place.
So no,
but listen, no way, Kaka.
I don't know about that.
This is by fair.
But really, okay, you'll tell me about that now. So what they're saying ne, is, hore, there was these guys, right? They had a drone, right? So they wanted to see what actually happened.
Were they white guys?
No, they black.
Black, come on.
So they want to see, hore, where lang man go that mountain. Yeah. They want to see. So the drone.
So what, nobody's allowed to go up the mountain.
Our boy.
Yo.
Put our boy, son.
Yeah, no?
So. They took the drone, they took it. When they were about to like see what is happening, it just fell. Literally. So what is that? Like what why can't we see what's happening in there?
So I heard a lot of myths. Sometimes you just see it burning, sometimes you just see things. People have a lot of stories. Let me tell you, This is bad.
How? Because they don't come back.
Yes, I can't remember like a hal or hal, but already I saw hal. Like, you know, okay. People will just, even now, someone is going to comment in this comment section right now as we speak with a whole paragraph explaining the Mudimule thing.
Mm.
But if you want to know, just search Mudimule controversy on YouTube. I know you are always.
Okay, no, I'm going to search it. I love those things.
I'm scared ish.
Yeah.
And you live alone, so.
Yeah, but yeah, there's a lot of myths like surrounding the Mudimule. But it's in Limpopo, come on. You have a lot of.
Is that mountain go
KZN?
Mm.
But have you go?
Is it like it's the
no.
same thing?
Umhlaba uyalingana.
Umhlaba uyalingana.
Oh, the like is where?
Pretty much like, translation.
It's the same thing as Mudimule, right? Similar, ne?
But from umhlaba uyalingana, don't people go there? Nabafuna mandla.
Yeah, nabafuna mandla. Vele baba. Oh, you should buy those zokugcaba nani. Like all of
so
those things.
So technically, that's not a bad thing. Technically, that's not bad. That's not evil per se.
I think, guys, on this show, ne, can we have someone that knows more about these things? I really want to learn more.
Amadlozi azovuka.
Cha, ngifuna ukwazi mina. Like, I just want to know. Like,
and speaking about that,
about these things.
You know, Sima, I wanted to tell you. So, when I was in Limpopo, I always asked my mom, or like, how was I, like, when I was a kid?
Mm.
They said I had to, like, I used to have a lot of nightmares. And I couldn't sleep. They said they had to, like, call someone to fix me. Like, if you check your ear.
Yeah? I swear, if you didn't tell me about this outside, I was going to get scared.
Yeah,
you don't know the guy who does this TikTok.
Like, he tells a story, and then he's like, "You see, here on my neck, there's something." And then he does this. And then when you get closer to see, he goes, "It's so funny."
Oh, you scared?
That's so stupid. I'm just shocked.
But yeah,
that's so stupid.
Also, what's on my mind is that, like, it's called cats. What like Ricky Ross.
Ricky Ross.
Come on.
Rick Ross, not Ricky,
Ross.
No.
I've been saying Ricky Ross for
27
years.
You're not even 27.
I started from the stomach. Wait. Manna. Also, Rick Ross, isn't
Rick Ross.
Yeah.
He's in Cape Town right now. I feel like finally he's been giving a shout out to a lot. Of
true,
artists
actually,
in African artists in South Africa, but recently posted like a reel with "You see my money."
I also saw him with Yolanda.
Yolanda, yeah, because he wants like shared what his her picture. So I'm glad he finally came. It's not like a thing of like your shout out to mama, shout out to you see my money, shout out to Yolanda, shout out to folk at least. So like now at least to the Ojone culture, but I feel like there's a line that a lot of people use on the internet. I feel like it's so cool. They say they found us. I don't know if you guys know the line.
They found us.
Yeah, they just say they found. You know it, ne?
What is it? What does that mean?
Yeah, they say they found us, basically. So,
what do they mean?
It was by Mateki.
What do they mean?
So they basically say every time a celebrity comes, Otwana lo leveti le katara kayandra.
Hey, Chanada.
Hey, Chanada.
Oh, that's how you say it.
Yo.
You are weird.
No, that's how I thought you guys said Katara.
What?
Katara and something.
No, Ketranada.
Yeah, you say I wrote it Katara. Okay, Ketranada. Yeah, so every time people come to SA, they say they found us. So I want to know, why is it like we have an influx of a lot of American artists coming to SA?
Personally, for me, I think it's after Chris Brown. After they saw what we did for Chris Brown, they were
after,
like,
nobody was happening
after,
before.
Who's that guy? Boom. Who's that guy?
Oh, Busta Rhymes.
Yeah,
Busta Rhymes. But especially after Chris Brown, I'm sure they were like, oh, bye, bye, bye. Because a lot of people were saying, oh, see you soon, South Africa. Ubanwen. Don't want to.
Bro, even thing, I feel like it was after Mutuayanda.
Ghana.
But Ghana, yeah.
Ghana.
Ghana got a lot of vibe, bro.
I think it was after Tyler Boom. They were like, where is this girl from? Because I think Africa has always been seen as like everywhere it's just a village, animals just running around. But now that we have an international pop star that's actually from South Africa, they're like, no, man, what's actually happening there? Then they realize, oh my gosh, Amapiano's from South Africa, blah, 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 from South Africa, Shaka Zulu, so on and so forth.
And you can't keep up. There's a lot of them who come here. You find out people are also... I remember there's this one, other one who posted, I saw it on Creative Corner, Freshman. He posted, like, he came to SA and he posted, like, a map saying, or be in Rosebank in 30 minutes. I post them all. Yeah, like Rosebank.
Is it Shaki?
For sure. No, not Shaki. Shaki from Beta Squad.
Yeah.
No, he didn't do that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But he was here.
Yeah, yeah, for Shoski.
Who's Shaki?
From Beta Squad.
From Beta
Squad.
Beta. What did they do?
YouTube, it's a YouTube squad. It's okay. Like SMG, it's database like,
that's,
it's yeah, like, it's a YouTube squad, Mara. Yeah, okay. And okay, I'm not saying the like, same okay, level. Like,
oh, you're not saying the same level.
Yeah,
okay.
But like,
it's like Bo King Omar, Bo Ghost, Bo Batwat, like no, squad no, like that.
Mm-mm.
No, those were collabos. Oh. SMG, that creates a one group.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, so okay. Yeah, he came here. Yeah. But this is not his first. Even the King, Shank or Shaq, Lena, Shaq, ne? Yeah, he came. A lot of American people. And if
Shaq?
Yeah, Shaq, the one who was with Kaisenet.
Okay.
Yeah, like a lot of American people are coming in SA. And I'm so confused. Honey, why am I
not even Americans, but people from Europe.
The UK.
UK, yeah. Yes. Mm. Or we have something that we don't see, hey?
For no. Sure, ski.
No, it's cheap.
It's cheap and also shame. Yes, yes, it's no more your mood. Shame.
True.
Mm.
Like, I went best, honey. And they don't want to go South home.
It's just different, man. It's not more.
Shame. Gum nant.
I hope baby, we are Marahua Fisha. Hey,
guys, where about Ben at TikTok? Go America.
Have I been?
Why?
Ah, now I got to like.
Now we're no more going to have under the mistletoe.
Why do you think they are trying to ban it with what?
I don't know.
This topic is way bigger than us, yo.
It's bigger than
it's
me.
It's larger than us.
No, I'm just glad they are banning it, to be honest.
Why, though?
Because I'm like, aye, man. At least I want a power nyan. I want a power nyan. I bet that's a first C, like, class country. And they've been, you know.
First C.
First C.
Okay, but they do that, have that thing. We started this on TikTok. We started this. You guys are just followers, blah, 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 blah. And you know what this other girl said? She said that South Africa, they are middle kids in this TikTok thing. But we behave like middle kids.
So?
I don't know.
So oh, because yeah, like, because we say...
Cube.
Is it because we say Nikon?
I don't know. In but Nikon. But in a Sunday attention, we behave like middle kids.
Yeah, that, I feel like I find it cool.
But set F.
Maybe yeah, I'm not
we do like attention because let's say
and it's a no fagaza and
you
say
and we don't even have to be involved to fagaza.
And then fagaza.
So let's say Kim Kardashian does an Amapiano dance. Your name is no longer Kimberly. Your name is now Kanye. Like, we like attention.
Kimbal.
Like just like the video and move.
You know, do you guys know West Ham United?
The soccer club?
Yeah, the soccer club from the Lurking.
From West Ham?
Yeah.
Is it from Birmingham?
It's the West, yo.
From like the King. King, is it?
You don't EPL? Know, so why are you judging us?
Yeah, EPL, ne? From
what? You're not, yo.
EPL, yo.
Okay, better.
EPL is tonal PSL.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so they basically use the sound, on TikTok, they use the sound, yeah. All the sounds we use in SA. To a point where people suspect or the admin, yeah, Western United is from like SA.
I don't think so. I think they're doing that so that they can gain traction and numbers. Because
yep.
I think they're trying to gain a wider audience.
So, okay, here's my chat. It's not only sounds. I mean, it's not only music. There are sounds whereby he will do something. Let me show you let me show you. Even the Zulu ones, the sound that is trendy at that time. Finally, yeah, Dedrick, big player. They use that.
That's crazy.
You see how you have to like
understand.
Switching ball or what. So I feel like somehow the admin is
because
I wanna say South Africa. What doesn't
they must just be honest, man? They love us. Ugh.
Yeah, we are the main people now.
We really are.
They found us.
They found us.
They found us.
They found our statement. What does it mean?
Mategi.
Yes.
What does it mean though? Like, but on a serious note.
Okay, cool. So what my thank you basically from the stream that you're talking about, right? He even alluded to say that they saw us, they saw the raris on the streets, they saw the nice things in South Africa. So basically, this is what is happening currently in South Africa. If you can go to your YouTube and check for Americans that stay in South Africa. A lot of them, you understand?
Yeah, for
because
sure.
It's cheap for them, right?
Ooh.
The more they come in influx here in South Africa, the more they live the good life with the little money that they had in America.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the bad thing about that is that now us, the locals, we're going to suffer because you, Zile, if you want to stay in that waterfall estate, it's going to be more expensive for you because an American, you know, they can afford.
So they like,
understand.
Mainly occupied by Americans.
So the property owners are going to say, okay, our market is the people from outside because they have the money. So the prices are going to go up. But for the locals, we're going to suffer. That's what the Capetonians are suffering from right now. So it's going to happen in Joburg as well. Understand? Because the people from outside can see that, oh, South Africa is a beautiful country. There's a lot of things that we can, you know, get from South Africa.
Yeah.
With the little that we have that we cannot afford in New York or whatever city it is, let's go to Joburg. You understand? We're gonna live like kings there. So that's what he said.
No, they found us.
They found
Vimba, Vimba, Vimba,
shout out
Vimba.
Now.
Abahambe kosam.
Yeah.
Hot take ebandayo.
Huh?
It's a hot take ebandayo. I wanna say something. Because we spoke about Mateki tissues, right?
Yeah.
I feel like do you guys know who Mateki Tushis is?
I know him.
Is?
I follow him.
No one knows.
I follow him. No, I follow him. Like that guy with the mustache.
Oh!
Yeah.
That like is cool, eh?
He's so cool.
I feel like he's the cooler version of Tulaniwe. But that's just my take. Hot take, Ebandai.
Hot take, Ebandai.
There's no Bandai.
But I mean,
guys,
I don't know.
You know, let me tell you.
Then he start, what are you? Who are you?
Bro, he start. No, here's the thing. Yeah. Let me tell you, I don't think that guy, I don't follow him. I don't think he follows me. I don't think he even knows me. But bro, every time he's in a video, I just think he makes it look so cool.
Yeah.
And you see someone and you're like, this guy's cool, man.
Yeah.
The
like,
way he dresses. The way he dresses. The money he says, we're aware of you.
Exactly. Yeah. That's until I say the same things, but somehow Mateki makes it seem cooler. Okay. That's just me.
So uye na Mateki oishoyo and then Utsulani aitas and runs.
So they found us from him?
Maybe. Possibly.
That guy is always with the koalas, ne?
Damn.
No, that guy is cool, bro.
He is.
Nah, he's cool, man. And no, my guy, you know what I'm saying? Sleep.
Mateki
shoes.
Because he was tripping when he said, they found us.
You know, I remember I saw him, in person, right? This was way back.
Way back, guy, when I was 24.
No, man, like way back. I'm talking about way back, like last year. Like I saw him early last year. I'm talking about early last year. So I saw him at this event, and I'm like, this guy's so cool, man.
He just looked.
I don't know. His aura was just
his
weird.
Aura
I don't know. He's just giving Ricky aura. He's just giving Ricky.
Not to glaze, but he's the one who made those caps.
Those caps are cool.
To be cool. Not to glaze, though.
Ne?
Yeah.
And what's the goal?
You know what I'm saying?
Man, he's so cool, man.
So you saw him, Bessie?
No, I saw him and I was like, wow, he's so cool, man. Shame. No, I didn't copy that picture because being a mass, being such a then I saw him in a video, in one video of some guy. I was like, man, this is the guy I saw.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh shit, he's everywhere.
Mara Marianna, Tulani is still cool, guy.
He is
Tulani
very cool.
Is cool.
Tulani is very cool.
You know what I say?
I got to post a status on compromise. If you have Tulani's numbers, you know what I'm telling the truth.
Tulani is cool. I'm not saying Tulani isn't cool.
But yeah, I get you.
But Mateki is
cool,
on
man.
Another level, man. That's just fuck, man.
Bro, how do you even say they found us? It's like we're running away and they found us.
And how do you come up with what's the go, what's the qua?
Who the hell are you?
Who the hell are you? What are
the
you?
Hell
who
are
we?
And Jaber, no plus footy. Let's see if I'm gonna lele.
You are never crusty. You are lying. We'll never.
You are not le ratananya.
And I'm sure ulala.
So guys, I actually found out the reason why TikTok is getting banned from the US, right?
Why?
All thanks to Dudu. So, but Hilana, I'm reading an article.
Okay.
Right?
There.
So, a law President Joe Biden signed in April requires TikTok to divest from its Chinese ownership and sell to a US company
or it will be shut down. If the Supreme Court declares the law unconstitutional before then, TikTok can continue to exist as it is today.
Why do you feel like I get bullied by US?
Americans are bullies, bro.
Like genuinely.
I'm sorry. American people are bullies. They want all the power. They want all the... I mean...
And if it is like me, please come as an American.
Why do they have to sell to a US company? Why are you guys even fighting about TikTok, bro? Worry about your fires, bro. Leave TikTok alone. I'm sorry. Like, there's bigger problems in the world. They are burning down. California, what's this place? California is burning down. Why don't they worry about that? Leave TikTok alone.
I feel like...
Let me be honest.
Yeah.
One thing that you guys don't know is that, like, now the currency now is flowing through the internet. So what happens is with the internet is they can control any narrative.
Yes.
If now they want to make sure that, like, we have a company that's putting in money in the US,
okay,
like, let's say it's a cube company, for uh-huh. example, or a plastic company, they push it through the internet. I see that with football. Nothing is pushed like a player in the US. You see how they do Yamin Yamal.
Like, okay,
you don't even...
Yamin Yamal.
Like... You don't even watch soccer, but you know there's a person like that. Why is because
he's a person?
No,
he's a person. Batung, he's this young player.
I thought Yamin Yamal was that game.
No, that was FIFA.
He's a young player.
Yeah, young player.
Yamin Yamal is a person.
Yeah. So they push certain things through the internet. So the internet is the power to control everything.
That's what I was saying. Propaganda. They're trying to push propaganda through the internet.
If they want us to be, because don't forget, sometimes Rena, my forex trader, we know. You know that, like, they know certain news control how the charts move.
Yeah,
I don't know what they call it, is indicators or whatever. But
the graph,
ne? But with the internet, that's the only way you can spread the word. So the internet is high key the power. So whoever has the higher power with the internet controls.
Oh, I just love how you guys dumb things down for me.
Oh, right.
Like, it makes me so happy because there's so many things that I don't understand on the internet.
Yeah.
And when I come here, you guys are just dumb it down for me. So and I understand.
Lirikman,
okay.
I remember who's... I saw this from Lirikman, Vinosnap. Vinosnap was like, I'm going to post Rilewile Mufukeng. The same way they post Yamin Yamal, I'm going to push him the same way they push him. Because now, don't forget, we don't have a Messi and a Ronaldo now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, you remember when Haaland came up?
Mm-hmm.
Haaland was everywhere.
It was hot.
And you think it's your FYP? It's not.
It's not.
You just want to make sure that this person is known. We can sell shares.
Haaland is the blonde one with the pony, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't even watch soccer, but you know the person. Even with Messi, they make money because they push. Oh no, Magalawana, someone so random. Why is it? It's controlled. It's not a mistake, bro. They choose who they want to make famous. Mm. They choose who they want to make out there because there are certain things that they're going to take out.
And the reason why I even started watching soccer was because of Haaland.
Oh, wow.
Because I was like, who's this person? What's happening here? What does he do? I want to see these skills that he does that are so big. And then I went on and I watched him like, oh, shit, yeah, Kora Lingan.
The guy.
Pretty young.
The next thing you want to buy, his shirt. Queen Queen. You see how it goes? It started from two TikTok videos.
That is crazy.
Speaking of TikTok,
ever since
they're stopping me from talking.
Yeah, they're blocking
your mouth.
They
blocked us.
You know,
literally.
You know, Ghost Kotini invited me to her thing on the 21st.
Shout out, go.
I'm going, Ven.
Yeah.
You want them,
yeah?
Before.
Where?
To her podcast.
Yeah, I went to her podcast.
So, Giwa, PNJ?
It's an event that she, I think Gile club yakele.
Yeah.
So yeah. But it transport is a slander from her.
King, kill fear. I'm joking, guys.
Dude, that is so out of pocket.
No, guys.
No.
No,
but I'm invited.
I'm just joking,
I'm
guys.
Definitely gonna go.
Outside.
Just to, boy,
so what happened with the beef? Yeah.
So, ne? What happened?
Did that matter to number one?
So you know what happened? Eh? So I was done with the gym. He getting tracks on TikTok. My Google's cutting his life. Get okay.
25,000.
Yes, like the numbers were growing like this. They were growing so rapidly. So I'm waiting for my food. You know, waiting for my cappuccino.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
So fine, I'm waiting. Hey, now the life is going up. Maweni again. So I just caught any IT. Okay, so Maweni, can we please talk? What is the root of our beef? Maweni, I cut her off at honestly, I don't have time for this. I don't want to go back to something we've spoken about already. So we are literally just wasting our time. It's either sizokhuluma ngalento esizelelana or nje, you know, I leave this. And I'm here for 10 minutes, by the way. I'm here for 10 minutes. She's like, okay, cool. Guys, I don't know what switched in the air. They were literally just calling each other, oh, friend, you know, I missed you so much. Oh. And then my Google Scrutiny was like, and when are you owe me? When are you owe me? Da, 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 da. And are you coming on the 25th? Blah, blah, blah. So, Coco, my win is going to be there on that event that I'm going to. So now.
They're best friends.
Kitty best, baby, it's a friend. What, everyone's like, people were so confused. They're like, what? No, what is going on? And then, now people are upset. Uti, bro. You can't keep her won't get a file gamaweni usumaweni wabula lubani ban maweni wenza kanjani manje and not do anything about it. So basically Tina, we were a pawn in your little chess game.
Who asked you to be involved?
No, we're talking about ulona u man King Precious.
Remember yeah, I'm saying, I agree, you're saying people, ne?
Oh, yeah.
In terms of investment. Mm. I'm saying, who asked you to be involved? You know,
once you put your ndabas on the internet,
so here's the thing. I got it from my friend. Mm-hmm. He once told me, I was like, I see you did all these things for nyaga, nyaga, nyaga. Who asked you who asked you to be involved? Who said you must do it? Mm. At the end of the day, there's no scammer. Kimagarilo nguye kwa ukupeloro 1, 2, 3. No one said, come. You just found yourself going.
Mara, they convinced
me. Exactly, my point. Now, I invested in YouTube beef. I'm fine, I'm wrong. But when I come to you, you know what, guys? You know what I'm
saying? You were so invested with that Bruce beef.
Yes, I was. But now.
What is happening?
Now, Udile tattoo.
Style.
Udile tattoo,
he's an idiot.
I get tattoo, yeah, Infinity.
The Infinity shit.
The same one, the same one Stopper has.
Well, yeah.
So, I posted a video. I be at Infinity on Instagram. Mm. I saw my blog. That's what I'm catching. Like invested.
So, who is that girl that he was saying is a shoulder to cry on?
It's a shoulder to cry on.
I am born and she
No, that girl has a boyfriend, chief.
Eh?
She said it in the video.
Whatever.
But yeah, go back to it. Oh, okay. Now I wanted to tell you that no one asks you, guys. The internet is a tool.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes don't be in the midst of being used.
By this team.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, no, no, but I'm sorry. I'm definitely going there.
Yeah, but sorry, Gogo Scotini. Never excited my fear.
Yeah, no, personally, I actually like Gogo Scotini. Gogo Maweni, I don't really understand her. She's not a person I would follow.
But you guys can. You know how you are in public when.
How are you? Nice to see you finally in person. Nice to see you too. Hug, hug. Be out.
Sima, what's on your mind? So I finally met Gogo Maweni. We are actually best friends. You know, she's so cool in real life.
No, we're not best friends, but I mean, obviously, I'll say she's cool. Like, yeah, I mean, if she's cool, she's cool. She same with Somizi. Like, did you see the whole video that he made?
About you?
Mm.
He made a video about you?
Yeah.
Atin.
There was a time, another time, when we went to Casper's thing, Kanye and I. We went to Casper's thing. And then we met him. So Kanye wanted to make a video with him, right? Then, yeah, he was just like, hello, ninja, ni sambunani, da, da, da. And then he made a video saying that at first he didn't fuck with me. Like, he was just like, oh, this girl has so much anger issues. Mm. She's this, she's that, she's this. Until he actually met me and he was like, oh, you know, she's actually like such a, she's just a cute little kid. Like, she's just a kid.
At the end of the day,
you're
not one, man.
Wait, Mara. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching.
Hey guys, do you have like, comment, share, so.
Oh, she's been doing this. Hey, stop. But second anyway, guys, please do like, comment, share, and subscribe, and please buy my lip gloss.
We love you.
We love you. Bye.
They found us.
Bye, guys.